I want you to imagine you're 87 and you're sitting in a rocking chair maybe, or overlooking the ocean, or you're in just a favorite spot, and you just reflect upon your life. What do you want to see and have happen to be able to say, this was a fucking good run?
I would like to feel like I catalyzed solutions to problems. And I know that if I dedicated the rest of my life, you know, so 87 minus 23 is 64, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, if I spent the next 64 years tackling one specific problem, maybe I'd get a crack at it. Like if I took global water shortage as like my problem that I was going to spend the rest of my life solving, maybe I'd take a crack at it. I might solve it, but then that's just one problem. And so then there's all the other problems. Like maybe we would have been killed out Terminator style, like 30 years into that 64 years, and all that work would have been for nothing. And so instead, I would like to catalyze solutions to as many different problems as possible. And if I can nudge, you know, multiple communities, multiple experts, multiple meetings of the minds into a more positive direction, then I think that would have been my contribution. And so that comes in a few different ways. It can come in inspiring as many people as possible to level up and to figure out what problems they're passionate about solving, to figure out what their passions are, to understand that they have the responsibility to level up and to act with this information. It's like, it's not enough to listen to this podcast and continue living life the way you were before. Like, you have to be a changed person after listening this, or you wasted your time and I wasted my time and Peter wasted his time. So like, you need to step up your game. And if I can help, as you know, millions of people, or you know, that number doesn't matter. Like if I can help as many people as possible act on their passions in life, and then the second part is unite in solving big pressing problems. Capitalistically, I'll be doing really well at 87. Like I probably, my life would probably look like Richard Branson-esque, or you know, the deal maker type, where I'll have like hundreds of different businesses solving problems in all sorts of industries, and probably catering to the same people that I'm inspiring. You know, so I would love to have had built this massive business empire. And if it's all under the same brand, like Virgin, awesome. If it's more of like an investor model where I'm investing in the solutions of all different problems and that's how I build wealth, then that's cool too. Yeah, to be determined how that actually gets done. But you know, capitalistically, I do have interest in building those that empire. And you know, I do believe fully in business as one of the main vehicles for solving problems. But it also doesn't have to just be me. Like I would love to have connected founders of very important, you know, businesses and institutions, and connect politicians to each other in a more meaningful and effective way, and connect, you know, establish as many meetings of the minds as possible. Like Meeting of the Minds is a mastermind group, yes, but it's also a theory of problem solving and collaboration and curation that I would love to get in the hands of influential people. And so I want to make as many people as possible influential, which means like you know, chasing after your passions in life, leveling up to the point where you have influence. And then I want to work with those influential people to talk with other diverse influential people to solve problems. And so that if I can do that philanthropically, if I can do that capitalistically, if I can do that, you know, within communities, then I'll be enjoying life at 87.
Boom.